What's up? Welcome to Case Studies with Luke Dabbs. You know what you're getting into. Start out this one. Let's go ahead and roll that intro music. Hey guys, today's case study, we're going to be talking about Darlie Routier, famously known for supposedly murdering her two children, her two of her three children, only charged with killing the one and claiming innocence. And today we're going to be talking about what happened. Who was involved, when and where it happened, evidence presented in the case, the outcome of the trial, and we're going to reflect at the end about why we think this case is important. So let's get right into that. Yeah, so let's get into exactly what happened. Darlie was charged with one of the two murders of her young boys. Darlie claimed someone mysteriously broke into their home and stabbed her and her children. It was found out that Darlie had possibly self-inflicted wounds, and that the children that were murdered, it was part of a setup job. It was found out that Darlie had money problems, and she was at fear of losing her lavish lifestyle, and that she needed to get rid of her kids to save money and stop spending as much money on them. And she was charged with first degree murder and ordered the death penalty based on what happened at her home on that one night. Now we're going to get into the victims, or the victim, who the suspect was, their relationship, and other key factors in this crime. Victim was Damon Routier, and Darlie was his mother. Although Darlie was charged with Damon's murder, she was not found guilty for the other son, Devin, who was also murdered. Experts suggest that it's a small possibility that Darlie's wounds were self-inflicted. It is also said that Darlie's cut on her neck was millimeters from a major artery, which is also has ties to it maybe being self-inflicted, or it may being an actual person that was trying to attack her. But those were the key players and key factors of who was involved in this crime. Now we're going to be talking about where and when this crime took place. It was 1996 in Rowlett, Texas. It was at Darlie Routier's house. It was around 2:30 a.m., so early in the morning, late at night, and that was around the time when cops and other first responders showed up on the scene to investigate what exactly happened. Now we're gonna switch into the evidence that was presented in the case, as long as witness testimonies and exactly how the suspect became the suspect, as well as talking about the means, motive, and opportunity of the crime. Some of the evidence found was bloody knife used specifically for the murders, a dirty sock outside in the woods behind the house with blood on it, a broken wine glass. When Darley reported the crime, she said that the murderer left the house through the window, and when cops investigated, there was no signs of murder or no signs of anyone leaving the home. There was non-fatal wounds to Darley, and Darley became a suspect as soon as her story of the murderer leaving the house and all the stuff that occurred inside the house during the time of the murder fell through and became suspicious. I do definitely believe Darley had the means and opportunity to commit the murders, but I highly doubt she had the motive to commit the murders. Now we're going to be talking about the crimes that Darley was convicted of. Darley was convicted of murdering Damon, and on February 4th, 1997, she was sentenced to death by lethal injection, but is still waiting on her appeals and DNA results, and she's in death row until those results or her appeals come through, and is waiting for those. So now we're going to reflect on the crimes. So the main reason I think that this case is famous is for the fact that it left so much to wonder for people viewing from the outside and on television and social media and such. Not really social media, but just from a whole news perspective, to wonder about her innocence because of the certain evidence presented and the testimonies given. Also with the fact that she wasn't charged with the other murder, is it just enough to raise an eyebrow about the final verdict? And I definitely do believe that's why it caught on with mainstream media and became so popular. Thank you for tuning into this week's case studies with Luke Dabbs. You know what you're getting into. Come back next week for our next case study. Sure, it'll be a very interesting one. Thank you.